Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome in an emergency breaking news pod here on Stacking Dubs. The Warriors make a trade. Finally, a good trade for the Warriors. They acquire Dennis Schroeder and a second round pick, sending off D'Anthony Melton, who is just salary filler. And, you know, that's the value that he had for us for the rest of the season, and 3 second round picks, just pretty much not losing much of value as it pertains to the future. We loved Melton, but hey, we could always get Melton back for next year as a free agent. So, I mean, he wasn't going to give us any other value at this point other than to acquire a player via trade. Most importantly, the Warriors still hold on to their best trade assets in their first round picks, in Kuminga, in Wiggins, who I don't consider a trade option at this point. But we, in getting Schroeder, we get a lot of holes filled. Primarily, we now have two guys that can handle the ball. Two guys can dribble on this team, including Steph Curry. Somebody else that can play make, somebody that can create shots, somebody that can catch and shoot of his own. Schroeder is shooting 45% from the field, but 38.7% from three on the season. Going back to last season, he shot 37.5% between two teams, including 41% from three in his last, in the 29 games he spent with the Nets. So he's shot it very well. I was watching, literally before this trade got announced, I was sitting there on my phone watching some Schroeder highlights, just knowing that, hey, this is a very reasonable possibility. Also, just was cracking open a little bit of whiskey. I'm getting this pot in. I'm leaving for my own birthday party in about 30 minutes. So cheers to y'all. Take another sip here. But a little early birthday present for me and for the Warriors. Schroeder fills a much-needed two-way guard spot. I mean, when he's on, you can look at him and Curry just as combo guards. They're just going to be interchangeable. I mean, he's been playing on average 32, 33 minutes a game. He's not the best defender. He's only 6'1". He's 31 years old, but he's still very athletic, and he works on defense. He's always giving Steph Curry a lot of trouble on the defensive end. And yeah, we'll be a little bit undersized, which I guess my immediate thoughts are you're going to play him in all closing lineups, and you know you're going to have to live with him being one of your point of attack defenders with Wiggins still there. Most of those closing and maybe even starting lineups are going to have basically Wiggins, Kuminga, and Draymond behind those two guards, which means one more move still needs to be made. This one obviously fills a lot of needs, but there's still one more move to be made. Unless Kuminga pops, the other move is going to be able to get a true rim protector, stretch five type player. Someone like a Miles Turner would be the perfect fit. I don't think that's quite feasible, but there's some options out there. There's a lot of names floating around. Another name I've thought about, you know, it hurts defensively, but Nikola Vucevic, you know, he gives you that stretch five option. And I guess the way the puzzle fits is that he would be perfect if you're going to end up holding on to Kuminga, because now you can play Kuminga at the three. You can put Vucevic as a stretch five, provide plenty of spacing, and that lineup works. But we'll see. I think now that we have a small lineup and small guards, you're going to have to have a little bit more rim protection behind it and just a lot of rebounding, which Vucevic provides. But again, defensively, he's not the fleetest of foot in Vucevic, but he'll stretch you out offensively. He'll rebound, and he just gives you some size to reduce some wear and tear on Draymond. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Schroeder. Schroeder, again, will log minutes, right? He's very consistently over 30 minutes. He had his ups and downs, including he was kind of down while he was with the Lakers. They thought it would work with him, but it's just with LeBron there as the primary ball hand there, it just wasn't a good fit at all. But looking at his last couple of years, you know, he's been very, very efficient overall. I mean, only 45 and 44% from the field, but that's only on 12 shots a game. And with that, he's averaging a combined about 16, 17 points over the last 2 years. So we'll take that. Most importantly, he's a good catch and shoot 3-point shooter. He can shoot off the dribble. He can knock down that outside shot and provide spacing, which in addition to his ball handling is extremely important for the Warriors at this point. He also very importantly, can shoot free throws. It gives you another outlet, especially with all these blown leads late in games, especially with a lack of ball handling and late game shot creation. He fixes that. He gets to the line this year 3.5 times per game, shooting 89%. He's a career 83.8% free throw shooter. Absolutely will take that. He could put pressure on the rim, can score at all three levels, just gives you that wrinkle that you were hoping Melton could give you, and then some. I think he's a better offensive player all around than Melton, much better distributor and playmaker for others. Nowhere near the point of attack defender that Melton was, but the defense hasn't been the problem for the Warriors, though they've been able to get by. Sure, we get a little bit smaller, but you know, like we've seen, the Warriors find ways to make it work with their size. This will speed up the tempo, get us out and running, and just unlock a lot more lineups now that you have another two-way guy just logged in for 30 minutes. Most importantly, and I know a lot of you guys will agree with this, it's going to reduce Pajemski's minutes, which he's been struggling. We haven't had a lot of better options. You're just throwing pasta at the wall, hoping something will stick with either Pajemski or GP2 or just some Lindy Waters, Moses Moody, somebody at a wing spot that you're hoping can have a good game. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Schroeder's going to give you that on a consistent basis. He's been averaging 18.4 points per game with 6.5 assists. That's exactly what you need out of the position. As long as he can hold his own defensively, which from what I've seen and what I know, he's solid defensively. He's not, I wouldn't say he's an above average defender, but he's going to work and he's a good team defender. And again, he's athletic and he's just going to kind of get into you and make life a little bit difficult, which you absolutely need next to Steph. But if there was any knock on Schroeder, it would be that. All in all, I think we got to consider this a win, especially because it just got done early. The only kind of somewhat negative thing here is that it means we're probably not getting Cam Johnson. If we were going to get Cam Johnson, he would have been included in a bigger trade here. So it means that, you know, I was thinking the Cam Johnson for Kuminga swap. And then you obviously you're adding, you know, ancillary pieces to make the salaries work. But I was prepared to make that swap. Cam Johnson gives you just even more spacing. They're similar, going to give you both about probably 17, 18 points a game. Gives you a little bit more size actually, but much less rim pressure than Kuminga would. So if you were going to get Cam Johnson, you would have to make sure that you also got Schroeder, which they did for shot creation purposes. I would have been down with it, but ultimately this still keeps our ace in the hole, that being Kuminga. Gives us time to see him develop. We still have till February, till the trade deadline, to really see what we have with Kuminga. And again, it basically preserves the possibility of trading for another all-star. There's names, I mean, I already said Vucevic, but there's names like even a Zion Williamson has been floated around. Obviously, we've heard the Jimmy Butler, LeBron rumors, the Brandon Ingram rumors. As the season keeps going, you know, more teams will be selling. There will be more options. Gives us time to essentially see what this lineup looks like now that a few holes have been fixed, primarily the shot creation one, which has been the biggest issue. Now we figure out, okay, where's the next biggest hole? What needs to be fixed? And how can we package our combination of first round picks and possibly Kuminga, Moody, Pajemski, maybe even Wiggins if need be, but at least you are one step closer to seeing what that piece of the puzzle looks like. So all in all, a huge win for the Warriors. They had floated rumors that Schroeder was going to need to be going for they wanted a first round pick for him. So 3 seconds, nowhere near as valuable. I guess it's only really 2 seconds. 2 seconds is nowhere near as valuable as a first round pick, especially if you're caught at talking late lottery, maybe even kind of in the early 20s or quite possibly the 30th pick, since the Warriors are going to be winning the championship. We're back on the hope train, guys. But nevertheless, you know, something that I think we all needed a shot of life during this holiday season. It's been tough for the Warriors. It's been tough for the Niners. It's been tough for all of us. Gives us a little bit of a different look, and just something had to change, and we are going in the right direction. We did not have to overpay for it. So that all being said, applause, Mike Dunleavy. Good job. Got something done. You're channeling your inner Buster Posey and just actually getting something done. More work needs to be done, but I'm excited for, we'll see when Schroeder comes across. It's not going to be for Sunday's game against the Mavericks, but maybe it'll be for The next Thursday, I think, is the next game against the Grizzlies. So hopefully we'll see him there to shut down Jaw and the Grizzlies. All right. Well, enjoy your weekend, guys. One more cheers to you. Enjoy any holiday, birthday parties you got. I'll be 1 year older next time we talk. Until then, I am Chris Chin. Peace, love, and stacking dubs.